Here is Jane to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
There was a flock of wildlife stories this week. We are now going to hear about butterflies, spider crabs, venomous spiders and gull chicks. Mike will start with the news of the big butterfly count.
Campaigners have found a pretty way to protest the development of a beloved green space in the form of butterflies. The big butterfly count took place at Old Catton's Deer Park on Tuesday, with around 40 children learning about how the Grade 2 listed area is so important to the area. There are fears within the community over the future of the park after it was purchased by Devlin Developments from the Old Catton Buxton family in March. Roberta Hughes of the Deer Park Action Group organised the butterfly count to highlight the variety of wildlife which needs protecting. During the count, the group witnessed 169 sightings of butterflies. 16 different species were identified, some of which would move away if the environment changed, an expert has warned. Kathy Branson, chairwoman of the Deer Park Action Group, said the deer park is grazed by horses, and we believe the ragwort weeds are contributing to the number of butterflies we have. Our concern is that there is a lot of wildlife at the top end of the park away from the road, and that is their home. For me, the real power of this event was the young people getting involved. It was magical.
North Norfolk fishermen have been catching unprecedented numbers of a species of crab native to warmer southern waters, in another sign of the impact of climate change on the county. The spiny spider crab, normally found in the Mediterranean Sea, the northeast Atlantic, and on the south and west coasts of England, has been migrating northwards due to warmer sea temperatures. Catching one in the North Sea used to be a rare occurrence, but this year they have been turning up in fishermen's pots from Cromer to Weybourne. John Davies, 57, a Cromer fisherman, said, "It's quite a new phenomenon. We had the odd one or two before, but this year there seemed to be quite a lot more. I've caught numbers in the mid-teens, where before you never saw one at all." He did say that the patterns of Cromer crabs have changed slightly over the years. However, warmer waters mean they do not hibernate for as long as they used to. Alistair Grant, Professor of Ecology at the UEA's School of Environmental Sciences, said, "Spider crabs are more usually found in the south and west of the British Isles."
Venomous spiders sneaking into city homes have prompted an increase in call-outs to local pest controllers. False widow spiders get their names from the far scarier cousins, the black widow. But just because the false widow, which is found throughout the UK, isn't deadly, that doesn't mean it's harmless. Across the city this summer, increasing numbers of the naturalised species have been reported. But Vanna Bartlett, a city-based entomologist and a wildlife artist, warned folk not to try and remove the animals without due care. The author of an illustrated invertebrate alphabet, Arthropedia, said, "False widows get a lot of bad press. These spiders bite, and their bites have venom in, so they can hurt. Very few species of spider in this country are even capable of biting humans in the first place. They would only do so if they felt threatened, either by being badly handled, or if they got trapped in clothing against skin."
Parts of Norwich have been invaded by clumsy, noisy gull chicks. A flock of the fledglings have gathered in a car park in Helston, with some worried folks going to great lengths to protect the young gulls. Experts believe the squawky siblings will hang around for a few weeks before finally finding their wings and heading for the market to swoop on unsuspecting folks and nab their chips. But until then, businesses have warned customers to take care when parking.